Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
As talks continue between school officials and student protest organizers, more dueling demonstrations at Columbia. Let's get the latest from our Glenn Chuck.
And as you can hear, I'm literally right in front of the Columbia Gate. Listen to that. It is very, very quiet here this morning. Wasn't the case here last night. As you mentioned, those dueling protests outside the street here on Broadway. And in fact, there's going to be a pro-Israel rally. We believe it's going to start around 9:30, the same spot here, right in front of the main entrance to Columbia, around 9:30 this morning, calling for those remaining hostages to be freed. Student Omer Garneau was going to be attending and spoke with us.
We're going to hold a rally in support of the hostages and the families of the hostages next to Columbia University. And this is because we are seeing and feeling that the public discourse about what's going on in the Middle East is changing.
So as you mentioned, those talks to eventually get this encampment on the West Lawn dismantled continue, but still dozens of tents out there. And this freshman says it's been a pretty stressful 10 days here.
It's really tense. It's a bit hard to focus with, like, I live at Barnard, so everything's right outside of my window. It's hard to go to sleep at night because I can just hear everything all the time. Definitely an interesting welcome to college life.
But again, on this Friday morning, all is quiet for now. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, back here at Columbia.
Add City College to the mix, where pro-Palestinian students set up an encampment at the Upper Manhattan campus.
It was peaceful to start, with speakers standing at the base of a flagpole with the Palestinian flag below the American flag. Then it got loud. Protesters marched toward campus police officers and upstairs, where they were met by the school's president. Dr. Vincent Boudreaux separated officers and the crowd and then spoke with student leaders.
Everybody's on edge, right?
Right.
So we gotta make a commitment. If something like that happens again, we separate, we settle down, we figure out what happened.
We protect each other. If any cops, anybody trading on with violence, we protect each other.
Boudreaux said NYPD will not come on campus unless protesters initiate violence with students. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City College.
There was also a smaller encampment that popped up at FIT with about 60 protesters in the lobby with tents and signs. Big buzz in a couple of neighborhoods over bees. In fact, bee hotels the size of bird feeders will be placed in pedestrian plazas in both Brooklyn and the Bronx.
The hotels are going up in pedestrian plazas as part of a partnership between the city and Rutgers University. Ecologist Dr. Kimberly Russell said the insects are losing some of their natural habitat.
The hotels can cater to the bees who nest in cavities, typically dead plant stems that are too often cleared away to make urban spaces look neat and tidy.
There will also be bee bunkers and flower planters for soil nesting. Sarah Noble is the executive director of the Horticultural Society of New York.
The benefits are obvious. So all the plants that are around here, each of them need a pollinator in order to have them reproduce and grow and thrive.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Clinton Hill, Brooklyn.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.